Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees? Check. Loaner cars and free car washes? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman, Kia of Alexandria. Let's ride together.
What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk
with J.P. Finley.
What up, everybody? This is it. This is the one you've been waiting for. This is the Redskins Talk Mega Mock Draft Podcast. And I'm not messing around by calling this a Mega Mock Draft. It is, we have a ton of people that you're going to hear from make their picks. We run the gamut from Redskins players to analysts to national analysts to everything in between. You guys are going to really enjoy this. We cast a very wide net for this and wanted to get as many responses as we could. Let's do a little housekeeping real quick. In the studio with me, I have Pete Haley. Pete, what's up, dude?
What's up, JP?
Tandler, comfortably on the Lazy Boy, I'm guessing. Tandler, how are you?
As usual, doing great.
And you know it's a big deal when we have to get the local celebrity, not even in studio, but we've got Mitch dialed in. Mitch, where are you? Are you comfortably sitting in your Honda Pilot?
I am in my Honda Pilot on the trafficless, surprising 495.
You just jinxed it. Traffic. That road always sucks. I refuse to hear otherwise. Couple things before we get into all of the mega mock madness. I asked a ton of people just to give me their pick at 13. The people were then allowed to kind of go whatever way they wanted with it. Most folks give a pretty straight answer. Some suggest a trade or all sorts of things that could happen. I hope you guys enjoy it and just let you get an example of the cross-section of philosophies out there for what the Skins should do. I will say, it seems to me there's one overwhelming pick, and it'll make the local celeb happy, what people think is going to happen. Mitch, you putting your window down, dude, while we're recording the podcast?
No.
Well, sounded like it.
Sounds like you're speeding on that trafficless 495.
Yeah, it sure does.
I was on mute, and I am muted, and I guess you got a little bit of the noise of the traffic.
What, is this a conference call? Why are you muting it? You should be able to jump in at any time.
Hence my finger on the mute button. We're ready to go.
Without you here, Pete feels free to talk. I wanted to say something. We're up to 220 ratings.
We're
already,
really close.
Which is cruising. So I'm going to have to get my S together and actually plan our next podcast party. It's going to be at Ashburn. It's going to be around OTAs. There's news to come. And then here's the other thing. This is likely our last podcast before the draft, before Thursday night's draft pick. There is a chance we're going to give you a bonus pod maybe Thursday afternoon when everybody's just dying for something. We recorded one great interview that we still haven't put out that I think could do pretty well. But this one is about who the Redskins are going to draft at 13. Here's what we're going to do. Meet the tandem of Pete and Mitch are going to give you their picks now, and then Tandler and I will give you our picks on the back end of all this. Let's start with Pete Haley. He's sitting here, doe-eyed, looking at me. Who you got, Pete?
My pick in the Mega Mock Draft of 2018 is Minka Fitzpatrick. With the four quarterbacks, Chubb, Barkley, Nelson, Ward, Roquan, and Tremaine Edmonds, that is, I think, 11 players that I feel pretty comfortable will be gone before the Redskins in some random order. Then it's going to come down to Derwin James or Minka Fitzpatrick. And it seems like from what JP has been saying that the Redskins really do like them some Minka Fitzpatrick. So with those kind of top guys going before, I think Minka slips and the Redskins make their pick and take another Alabama defender this time around.
There you have it. Minka is on the board. Mitchell, you're up. We all know who Mitch is taking. Do we? Yeah, this is such a formality, dude.
But you know what? I'm going to give him the respect that he deserves. We're going to go full name here.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
So at 13, we're going with Tavita, Tulugiano, Masesi, Bahe, Baletu, Vaya. Tita, freaking Vaya. Let's go.
All right, let's go, Mitch. Big man is fired up to get another big man in town. Mitch, when we get to meet Vito, are you going to, like, tell him that you campaigned for him all along? Like, what's your plan?
I don't know. I just hope I do better with him than you do when you get some of your crushes on the podcast.
I've been good on the podcast. My only real botch was when I met Al Michaels in person.
I know you'll have a great broadcast. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. There's my botch of the year, maybe of my lifetime. But you guys are going to love this. There's one guy I really got to thank before we go to the Mega Mock, Tim Shovers. He kicks butt on all this audio. He put it all together. He made this happen. So, Shovers, thank you very much. All right, no further delay. Let's go to the Mega Mock.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Hey, it's Larry Michael, the voice of the Redskins. First of all, honor and privilege to be on JP's podcast. Hopefully we can bring some listeners. And as far as the draft goes, you know what? I'm not sure. But here's my feeling. The Redskins need to go defense with that first round pick. A trade is a possibility. I'm not going to sit here and identify a player because people are going to think I know what's going on. But what I'd like to see happen is the Redskins go defense at the 13th pick or trade down, pick a defensive player with that first round pick, whatever it might be, then again in the second round. JP's the best.
Hey, it's Cakes from the Junkies on 106.7 The Fan, putting on my GM hat for the Washington Redskins selection. At number 13, the Redskins select Darius Geis, running back out of LSU. It's an instant upgrade on their backfield, a spot they've neglected for years. Geis will look nice in a Skins uniform.
Hey, it's JP from the Junkies on 106.7 The Fan with the 13th pick in the NFL draft. I believe the Redskins draft on need, and they get Vita Vea, the big stud from the University of Washington.
The Washington Redskins select.
This is Bish Bucks from the Sports Junkies, and with the 13th pick in the 2018 NFL Draft, the Washington Redskins select Derwin James, safety, Florida State, 6'3", 215 pounds, super athletic, could be the Sean Taylor of this draft.
All right, this is EB from the Junkies here, and with the 13th pick, the Redskins select Deron Payne from Alabama. Defensive lineman, could play all up and down the line, inside, outside, could pressure the quarterback from anywhere, could stuff the run. Plus, he's got that Alabama connection. Worked out with Jonathan Allen. Let's see if it works with Deron Payne.
Hey, this is producer Matt Valdez with the Sports Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. With the 13th pick in the NFL draft, I have the Redskins selecting Tremaine Edmonds, local kid out of Virginia Tech. Edmonds is a versatile linebacker who can play inside and outside. He can cover shifty running backs out of the backfield. He can cover big tight ends like Gronk going down the field. He's 6'5", 250, runs a 4.54 at the combine. He's got great size. He's got great speed. And he's a great tackler and will help the Redskins on defense immediately.
Hey, what's up? This is Drab T-Shirt, producer of the Sports Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. And at number 13, I have the Redskins taking Darius Geis, the best running back in the draft. Yeah, I said it. Better than Saquon Barkley. Geis has a rare combination of speed and power, and he's going to be in the backfield for the Redskins for a decade.
Hey, what's up? This is Chris Cooley from the Team 980 and Redskins Radio. At 13, I have the Redskins trading back the pick to 20 where they draft Deron Payne. They're going to trade the pick because they see Deron Payne getting drafted a little bit later, and they see him as a position of need. They love him. He works out. It's all good.
Hey, it's Kevin Sheehan from the Team 980. At 13, the Redskins will select either Minkah Fitzpatrick or Roquan Smith if they're there. If they're not, and this is my prediction, they're going to draft Deron Payne at number 13 overall.
Hi, I'm Brian Mitchell with the 13th pick. I think the Redskins should draft Deron Payne. Reason is, sat there and talked to Jonathan Allen, and that Jonathan Allen persuaded me that the guy is more of a run stopper and a pass rusher. So I feel go with that guy because he could be on the field every play.
Chick Hernandez.
What makes the most sense for the Skins at 13 is the big fella, D-tackle Vita Vea. Skins were dead last against the run last year, and Vea can not only fill the hole, he can be a black hole for incoming running backs. Paired with Jonathan Allen, imagine the potential. But the Skins front office brass loves them some offense. They were 28th in the run game last year, which meant not enough first downs, keeping their defense on the field. LSU's running back Darius Geis could certainly help, but there are question marks about his personality fit. A team will take him, but it won't be the Skins. With the 13th pick, Washington will take Vea, which means at least once this year, voice of the Skins Larry Michael will have to say the rookie's given name. Tavita Taliaferro Tuipulotu Moses Faje Fehoko Faletau Vea rolls right off the tongue, and it will come draft night at the Burgundy and Gold.
Brunel hanging in, going deep, and the pass is caught for a touchdown by Santana Moss.
JP, 2018 top pick for me would have to be no other than Deron Payne. Deron is the guy that I feel that can come in right now and solidify a spot on our defensive line that can really help us this year, that can really be a game changer for our defense, period, as a total. Yes, it's a lot of sexy picks out there, you know, from running backs to quarterbacks to even, you know, receivers that's moving up right now that can be something that, you know, we can probably use down the road in the future. But I do honestly believe that you build within. When you build within, meaning that core, the offensive line, defensive line, you give yourself a chance to find out who really can be those game changers and those game breakers. You know, many times we go after those guys and then they get on teams that doesn't have great protection or doesn't have great run stoppers to allow them to be efficient, you know, in doing their job. So I do believe that Deron Payne is our guy. I would select him at 13. He's a top 20 pick right now, and it's no other guy that I say that can fill that void that we're missing on the defensive line other than him right now. And he can truly be a guy to come in and help us win today.
Washington Redskins select.
I'm Michael Jenkins.
I'm old school, JP. The kind of old school that will sit back with Doc Walker, have a couple drinks, have a couple cigars, and talk about how the Redskins haven't been good in the trenches since they were winning Super Bowls. In other words, I mean, that's the way it's always been in the NFL, and that's the way it's always going to be. If you're going to be great in the National Football League, you have to dominate at the line of scrimmage on both sides. And the Redskins have a huge need on that defensive line. Guys like Darius Geis, the running back, those guys are always more exciting and electric because of their athleticism, but it doesn't mean much if you're weak in the trenches. So on that defensive line, I'd go after a Deron Payne from Alabama, a Vita Vea from Washington. One of those two guys should be available. They've proven themselves, they come from great programs, and they will provide immediate help where the Redskins need it most. So I'd go with one of those guys at 13.
Fred Smoot!
JP, let's talk draft. Now, a really thinking man already knows what the pick needs to be. We need to go big boy. Vita Vea, Washington Husky, 350-plus pounds, can get sideline to sideline. You're talking about a clog in the middle that draws double teams and allows John Allen to go do the things that he wants to do. But come on, we could be in a predicament where a guy like Minkah Fitzpatrick could fall to us at 13 because we're in that Goldilocks zone right at that 13th pick. Minkah Fitzpatrick, I think, is the next Charles Woodson. We probably couldn't pass on him if he's available. And Darwin James, listen to me, the closest thing I've seen since Sean Taylor in a long, long time. We have to score on this pick regardless, JP.
Washington Redskins select.
Well, hello. This is Nigel from the Tony Kornheiser Show, and I would like to tell you what the Redskins will do with the 13th pick in this year's NFL draft. Well, here's exactly what they're going to do. They are going to select quarterback Josh Rosen with that 13th pick. The only problem is that Josh Rosen was taken with the 6th pick by the Indianapolis Colts. So they will lose their slot in a scramble to pick somebody. They will select Shane Trapuka, the punter for Texas A&M. And if you're thinking that name sounds familiar, that's right. He is the nephew of the former NBA player, Kelly Trapuka. So that is going to be the first pick for the Redskins. Job well done, guys.
The Washington Redskins select.
What up, everybody? This is AJ, Redskins 100 producer for NBC Sports Washington. The guy I think the Redskins are going to select at 13, Daron Payne, defensive tackle out of Alabama. He's a beast. Team him back up with Jonathan Allen. Let the defensive line get to work.
Michael Phillips here from the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Every year, there's always that one guy that falls, and you just got to run the card to the commissioner as quickly as you can. I thought it was Leonard Williams a few years ago. Obviously, last year was Jonathan Allen. This year, I think that guy is Tremaine Edmonds of Virginia Tech. I think he makes the slide, and the Redskins grab the linebacker with their pick.
Hi, this is Matthew Parrish from the Washington Times. At 13, I have the Redskins taking Washington defensive tackle Vita Vea. He's a very large human, and the Redskins need one of those.
Hey, this is Kareem Copeland from the Washington Post. With the number 13 pick, I have the Redskins taking defensive tackle Vita Vea from Washington. The Pac-12 Defensive Player of the Year is the top interior lineman in the draft with a ridiculous combination of strength and athleticism.
Hey, it's Craig Hoffman, Redskins beat reporter for 106.7 The Fan, and I think the Redskins are going to add some size at 13 along their defensive line. Vita Vea, defensive tackle, Washington. He's just so big.
Hey, this is Ken Marangolo from First Amendment Sports and Hogshaven.com. And at number 13, I can't wait for the Washington Redskins to draft Vita Vea, the athletic big man out of Washington, who in addition to fixing our rush defense, will lead us all in Haka celebration dances this fall.
JP, what's going on, my man? This is Moises Linares, sports anchor for Telemundo and NBC for Washington. And with the 13th overall pick, I have the Redskins selecting Tremaine Edmonds from Virginia Tech. Hopefully, this is a better year for the Redskins. I think we're all waiting for that.
Hey, this is Diane Cheesebro from USA Today's The Redskins Wire. Just like everyone else in the NFL watching world, I think the Redskins will draft defensive tackle Vita Vea with that number 13 overall pick. The guy is huge, but he moves like a linebacker, and I really think alongside Jonathan Allen, he could have a huge impact on that defensive line.
Hey, this is Bram Weinstein from the Team 980, and at 13, I've got the Redskins selecting Vita Vea from Washington. I looked at the stats, JP. And honestly, I can't find the year in recent years where the Redskins finished in the top 10 in rush defense. I'd like to see that change.
Rick Snyder, Washington Post Express, and 106.7 The Fan. With the 13th pick, the Washington Redskins should pick a nose tackle. Washington's Vita Vea, if available. Otherwise, Alabama's Daron Payne. Without the tip of the spear, the defense has no chance. Sure, the Redskins are desperate for a running back, but they are enough to get a good one in the second round. With the deepest first round in years, the Redskins might overthink and trade down for more mid-round picks. Don't do it. Get the defensive standout first in Vea or Payne.
Hey, this is Chad Dukes from 106.7 The Fan. At 13, I've got the Redskins selecting Darius Geis from LSU. Why? Because Daniel Jeremiah said they're going to do it, and he's smarter than Ian Rappaport. Running back Darius Geis to the Redskins, revamping that rushing attack and making them even more dangerous at play action pass. And then, of course, the subsequent Danny Ruye coronary will just be a bonus. Thank you and good night.
The Washington Redskins select.
I said the Mega Mock would run the whole gamut. How about Politico chief economic correspondent and huge Redskins fan Ben White?
If he's still on the board at 13, if I were the Washington Redskins, I'd take Minka Fitzpatrick, defensive back out of Alabama. Obvious reasons for this. Skins need help at that position. Don't really want to see Orlando Scandrick as the starter. He'd be a quality backup, but they need a number one at slot corner position. And I think Fitzpatrick looks as good or better than HaHa Clinton Dix or even Landon Collins coming out of Alabama. So they're still, if he's still there at 13, I'd lock up Minka Fitzpatrick for the Skins.
Tom Lavero here, sports columnist for the Washington Times, radio host at 106.7 The Fan, and the host of the popular weekly podcast Cigars and Curveballs. I'm not a draft geek. I don't follow college football like some other media members, but I have certain thoughts about what the Redskins will probably do. They will generally go box office when they can. What I mean by that is I see them picking a running back with their first pick in the draft, and most likely Darius Geis. I think what they need more is an interior defensive lineman, but that's not quite as sexy as a running back. As a draft philosophy, it drives me insane when I hear people say, draft the best possible player on your board. I think that's nuts. You draft according to need. Drafting the best possible player is a way for general managers to keep their jobs. Drafting potential, drafting guys who may not be able to help you right away, but at some point may be able to help you down the line, instead of addressing the needs that you need right now. The Redskins need interior defensive line help, and I would draft a defensive lineman, but I think they're going to draft running back, and I think it's going to be Geis.
The Washington Redskins select.
Hi, this is Lake Lewis from USA Today Sports Media Group's Redskins Wire. With the 13th pick in the NFL draft, I have the Washington Redskins selecting Washington defensive tackle Vita Vea. I think he's a guy that will get better as a pro, and I think he'll be a three-down defensive tackle in the league. He's a guy at 6'5", 350 pounds. You just don't find men that large and that athletic. And I think he gives the Redskins something that they need, which is a person in the middle of the field that can stop the opposing running backs, especially in the NFC East.
Hey guys, it's Chris Russell here, 106.7 The Fan and DCHotRead.com. With the 13th pick overall, I have the Redskins going for a little bit of a swerve. I'm going to take Tremaine Edmonds from Virginia Tech, inside linebacker, 6'5", 253 pounds. He's 34.5-inch arms, a little bit raw, but he's got speed, athleticism, off the charts. And I think the Redskins can use a little bit more of that, especially with the structure of Zach Brown's contract, Martrell Spate still developing, and Mason Foster being more of a sturdy, thicker guy who doesn't have great speed. So I'm going to go Tremaine Edmonds, inside linebacker, Virginia Tech.
Hey, what's up? This is Brent from Burgundy Blog and the Burgundy Blogcast. If the Redskins are unable to move out of the 13th pick and recoup the third rounder they lost in the Alex Smith trade, I predict they will select Minka Fitzpatrick, the do-it-all defensive back out of Alabama. To me, this represents the best alignment of value, reasonable likelihood that he's still on the board, and filling an immediate need with the departure of Kendall Fuller, as well as a longer-term need with the eventual decline of Josh Norman and DJ Swearinger. We already know the Redskins love those Bama defenders, so keep an eye out for Minka at number 13.
The Washington Redskins select.
Hi, this is sports director George Wallace from WTOP, along with my good friend and star evening anchor, Dimitri Sotis from WTOP. And we're here to tell you who the Redskins are going to take at 13. Dimitri, what do you think?
Right, Georgie. At 13, the Redskins will pick LSU running back Darius Geis.
A great choice. I think the Redskins are going with Washington defensive tackle Vita Vea, 347 pounds. You want to stop the run, that's who you go get.
Also, if I could make a recommendation, George, J.P. Finley should be carried around in a sedan chair, just as important people were carried in ancient Egypt. He's just that talented, just that valuable. I demand that they take care of him over there.
I think it's a great idea. I'm going to see if I can make that happen this year.
Hey, it's Nick Ashew. And at number 13, man, I would love the Redskins to take Kirk Cousins. Sorry, old habits. I got to shake that. I'm told we're not allowed to say Kirk Cousins' name anymore because he's gone. So I'm going to move on here. Vita Vea at number 13 for the Redskins. One, because he's got a cool name, and it's a really long name, too. If you want to know the full one, I'm not going to try and say it. But it's also somebody that you pair with Matt Ioannidis, with Jonathan Allen, and you have a defensive line that could actually stop the run. It'd be a beautiful thing. Building good teams starts from the inside out. That's exactly what this team needs to do. Stay away from receiver. Stay away from running back. Don't do it. Go with the big body. Vita Vea at 13.
PFT commenter.
With the 13th overall selection, I've got the Washington Redskins selecting Vita Vea, the giant nose tackle out of the University of Washington. I really think that this presents a great opportunity for Bruce Allen to send a message to the rest of the NFL that he's ready to wheel and deal and conduct business as a professional if he can get through all 13 of Vita Vea's names without mispronouncing them with that stupid McLean accent.
Hi, this is Chad Ryan from RedskinsCapitalConnection.com. I have the Washington Redskins staying at pick 13 and selecting running back Darius Geis out of LSU. I think the prospect of pairing Geis with Chris Thompson is enormously attractive for the Redskins, and I don't think that selecting a running back at pick 13 is too high of a price to pay. I think the talent available on the board reflects that Darius Geis is a genuine option at pick 13 for Washington, and the fact that Washington has invested so much time in the lead up to the draft, scouting him, meeting his family, talking to his high school, his college coaches, and his circle of friends, indicates that the Redskins also are doing their due diligence and really considering him there. I think he'll be an excellent pick for the Redskins moving forward, and I think if you look at his 2016 tape especially, he may even have a slightly higher ceiling than Saquon Barkley. That's a big call, I understand that. We'll see how it pans out, but for now, that's who I have the Washington Redskins selecting at pick 13.
The Washington Redskins select.
It's Andy Pollin from 106.7 The Fan, WTOP Radio, Andy Pollin's DC podcast, and whoever wants to pay me to talk. With the 13th pick in the 2018 NFL Draft, the Washington Redskins select Vita Vea from the University of Washington. The hell with best player available. That's a need. They need a defensive lineman. And here's the other side of this. If he stinks, if he's a bust, we can call him Oy Vita Vea.
Hey, it's Scott Lynn of the Team 980, and the Redskins should go with Vita Vea, the big man, 350 pounds nearly, out of Washington, nose tackle supreme, and if the Pac-12 offensive linemen think you are good to go and vote you the best, then that's all you need to know. Go get him, Burgundy and Gold. Mr. Vea at number 13.
Hey, this is Jake Kring-Schreifels of Redskins.com. And with the 13th pick in the 2018 NFL Draft, the Washington Redskins, in my opinion, of course, select Vita Vea, defensive lineman from the University of Washington, further bulking up their defensive front.
The Washington Redskins select.
Hey, this is Jordan. I run Redskins Today on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. I think the Redskins are going to select Darius Gucci with the 13th pick because the Redskins have been lacking in the run game for a while now, and I think it could ease the burden on Alex Smith if we had a stable running game.
Hey, this is Sherry Burris from News 4. At 13, I have the Redskins taking Tremaine Edmonds from Virginia Tech. Simply put, he's an athletic freak.
This is Brock Lesnar of CDBTW, Chad Dukes versus the World on 106.7 The Fan. With the 13th pick, the player I would like to see the Redskins take, if he's available, is Vita Vea of the University of Washington. If I were to read his entire full name, it would probably take up the rest of this little snippet here. But he's got a cool name, which Redskins fans like, and he's a defensive tackle, and you can always use more of them. And if he was good enough for Charlie Casserly, who picked him in the most recent mock draft that he did with J.P. Finley, then who am I to disagree? So at 13, if he's available, I would love to see the Redskins select Vita Vea.
The Washington Redskins select.
Hey everyone, Aaron Hawksworth with ABC7 here. With the number 13 pick, I have the Redskins selecting Minka Fitzpatrick out of Alabama. He's a born leader. He has a true understanding of football. He can cover, tackle, blitz. He could also be a good special teams player. He will make an immediate impact. And he's also a player the Redskins need. So I think with all of the quarterbacks in the draft, and you never know who will trade up to get into the top 10, that a player like Fitzpatrick could definitely fall to number 13. And that is who I have the Redskins picking.
This is Matt Turrell from the Washington City Paper. There are about a dozen different scenarios that I'd be happy with on Thursday, which is rare for me because my default way to look at sports is this gloomy crankiness. I'd be thrilled with Minka Fitzpatrick or Derwin James, Roquan Smith. I'd be okay with Daron Payne or maybe even Vita Vea, although less so. But nothing that makes me happy is allowed to happen, so I assume that they will be taking Darius Geis and I will be miserable.
Nate Dogg.
Well, it's the offseason, which means one thing and one thing only. It's time for Dan Snyder to shine, which is why at 13, he has to trade up to take Baker Mayfield. That's right, he has to. He has to win the offseason. He has to trade all the first-round picks. He has to get the Heisman-winning trophy out of the Big 12. That couldn't be a bad idea. Redskins, we got to make a splash. We got to be the stars of the show. Time to trade up, take Baker Mayfield, and make all eyes on us. That's the Redskins' way.
What's going on, JP? It's Chris. Go by the Twitter handle, Chris_Worthy_@Twitter. My pick for the 13th of the 2018 draft, we're going with defense. We're going with defensive line. We're going with Vita Vea. Mount Vea is what we're going to be calling him for the next 10 years. Get that defensive guy to come and anchor that line, pair him up with Allen and Io, and you don't have to worry about the Carson Wentz and the Dak Prescotts of the world. 13th pick, Mount Via. Lock it in, JP. Lock it in.
I'm Troy Macker of NBC Sports Washington, and with the number 13 pick in the 2018 NFL Draft, the Washington Redskins should select Vita Vea, defensive tackle, Washington. The Redskins have plenty of needs, and defensive line is one of those needs. Vea is a prospect that has high upside and low risk. To be successful, you need to keep your opponent's offense off the field. Having a line that can get after the quarterback gives you a great chance to maximize your own offense. Adding Vea to a line that includes Jonathan Allen would do just that.
Hey, what's up? This is Adam Epstein, video producer for 106.7 The Fan. With the 13th pick in the NFL Draft, I have the Redskins picking Vita Vea. They need a big guy down low that can get to the quarterback. I'm going in Vita Vea.
That was awesome. Fellas, what'd you think? That's a lot to take in, but so many different voices, some really funny shit in there. I really enjoyed that.
I'm already excited for Mega Mock 2019, man. That was great.
Pete, let's catch our breath, dude. Let's get through this week. Taylor, what'd you think?
It was great. Yeah, lots of different perspectives there.
Yeah, and it's cool when you get guys in D.C. from both radio stations. Both 106.7 and 980 are going to have huge coverage on the radio about the draft, so tune in to one or both. Flip back and forth in between commercials. That's what I usually do. And all the folks that stepped up and helped us out, and we got to talk to a lot of our friends there. I got to lean on people and annoy them to respond, which I appreciate. So big thank you to everyone that gave me their prediction. And now, Tandler, it is time for you to give me your prediction.
Okay. Well, I think anybody who reads what I've written about the draft since January, I've kind of been kind of going between Vita Vea and Daron Payne. But I think my answer is going to be neither. I think that Vita Vea is going to come off the board to the Raiders at about number 10 or the Dolphins at 11. Payne, I could still be persuaded maybe, but I think he is probably a better value more in the teens, maybe early 20s than he is at pick 13. So, we're doing we'll go no trade here. I'm also going to go, surprisingly, with going back to the beginning of the podcast, what Pete Haley said. I think Micah Fitzpatrick is going to be the pick. I think he's going to slip. I'm slot corner.
Pete is fired up. Even though Pete is only saying that because I've reported it, but whatever.
Right. But, it's like I said, I think, you and others have said that the team likes him a lot. I think there's a chance he'll go down there. Slot corner is essentially a starting position on its own. This is a guy who can also play some safety, be a third safety. He can play all over the defense. So I think he's the guy that they will end up with.
Pete, go ahead. Pete was literally just celebrating in the room. What was that sign? You were like, that the was cash
a
sign?
Yeah, that was a make it rain celebration inside of the pod studio. Rich, it's good to be on your side for once.
Is that the first time that Pete and Rich have agreed?
That truly could be the first thing we've ever agreed on podcast ever. So yeah.
In real life, too.
Yeah. Make a point not to. Even if I agree with Pete, I make sure I disagree on the podcast.
Wow. All right. His history in the making. Dude, I don't know. I want to be completely honest that I don't know what's going to happen. I think Minka could certainly happen. I did a mock draft with Charlie Casserly earlier this week, and he had Vita being the Redskins pick at 13. I think Derwin, there's a chance it could be Derwin. I think there's a chance one of these top guys falls and you're staring at Denzel Ward or Quentin Nelson or something. Tandler will yell at me to stick out my neck, right, Tandler?
Yep.
Yes, you must make a pick.
Today, one pick. I think Minka's gone, and I think it's Vita. There you have it. I think.
Groupthinker.
Groupthinker, jeez. Pete knows how to.
At least he didn't do his research on Wikipedia.
Right. Pete knows how to piss me off right there. Here's what I know is the Redskins better hit a home run with whoever they pick. So the four of us all dismiss that it's not going to be Darius Geis, correct?
Not a chance.
Not a chance. Taylor goes so
not
hard.
A chance.
The advantage of binary Taylor is great when you're agreeing with him.
Right. When I'm right, which I usually am when I go binary.
We should just have a pod episode where we play binary Taylor, all of his predictions gone wrong. I think that should be a bonus episode at some point in Redskins Talk's future.
I don't go hard unless I'm
going to start just collecting clips. Sure.
If you or Shovers wants to put that together,
yeah, that
you
sounds
should.
Awesome.
Big, 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 big thanks to Tim Shovers,
yes,
who was really incredible in getting this done. Showers is an audio wizard and put all this together and put all the fun music and everything.
He's the Kirk Cousins to my RG3. I'm like the loudmouth pod producer, but he actually has way more talent, and it's just only a matter of time before he takes this thing over from me. So thanks, Tim, but try to slow your roll. I kind of like having this job.
Well, dude, let's be clear that, Pete, you and Tim have different value. You don't know how to work a phone.
Right.
You don't know how to really do much of the producing of your role of podcast producer.
It's elementary producing.
Yet we still like having you on the podcast, so you're good. And Shovers is excellent at all of the actual production aspects of podcasts. Taylor, anything to add there?
And well, he probably would be pretty good on the podcast, too.
But let's not try him. We already, there's only four seats in the studio. Let's not push it, Taylor.
There. Well, he would be replacing somebody, Pete, in case you're...
Well, whose spot is he taking, Taylor? You kicking Mitch out?
That would be... no, that would be Pete.
So the good love, the love affair from the Minka, the Minka co-draft pick has quickly vanished, huh?
About 4 minutes.
Well, I'd say on a trial basis, you know, just to see what happens.
Nah.
Pete's on probation.
I feel like Pete's on permanent probation, dude.
Hey, I'm not in the studio today to mute him, so he had free reign today.
All right. Seriously, though, big thank you to Tim Shovers. Big thank you to everybody that gave us an audio clip, and Chris Cooley, Fred Smoot, PFT commenter, Chris Russell. I mean, a ton of Kareem Copeland. Thank you. A lot of people out there. It was a lot of fun, and I hope you enjoyed it. I can't wait for the draft. Pete, you stoked for the draft?
Of course. I'm going to be up all night. I can't wait.
Taylor, you staying up the whole first round, or are you going to bed after the Redskins make their pick?
Oh, come on. I work night games. I can do these things. There's a press conference after. I mean, you know.
Not only do you work night games, but you'll stick around and write like four stories after a night game.
I'll write. I'll do podcasts.
I'm like,
everything.
F that. Yeah. I get the hell out
of
there.
You do your pod and you're grumpy by then and you just leave. Taylor writes like four need-to-knows and a couple slideshows after each game. JP's gone and in bed.
We haven't talked about that. I mean, we only have two night games, right? Saints and Eagles.
Yep. Thanksgiving count as a night game, 4:30. I mean,
that's not a night game, Mitch. We'll be done by 10 o'clock.
Maybe that Titans-Redskins late season game gets bumped back because it's TBD right now.
That's true. 8:30 Saturday.
Pete is permanently TBD. Folks, I hope you enjoyed this for Rich Tandler and Mitch Tischler in their comfortable seats and me and Pete here in the studio. One more time, big thank you to Tim Shovers. Thank you guys for listening. If you made it this far, Pete owes you some shots.
Void where prohibited.